Today we're going to be learning Daf Chaf Dalid Amid Aleph of Maseches Beis. So we left off on Daf Chaf Gimel Amid Beis. We are about to start the next part of Maseches Beitza on the bottom of Daf Chaf Gimel Amid Beis, the third parak of Maseches Beitza. And there are three basic topics that this parak is going to discuss in terms of preparing meat to be eaten on Yom Tov. First of all, how to trap animals for Ochel Nefesh, when you are allowed to and not allowed to. Second, how one is allowed to check for a behemoth Torah when there's a mum to see that it's kosher to be eaten on Yom Tov. And third, when a person is allowed to buy on Yom Tov from a storekeeper or from his friend food or anything else, litzorech li Yom Tov, without doing an isser of masu matan, of doing business on Yom Tov. So first of all, says the Mishnah, ein sadin dagim min ha-beibarin, that one is not supposed to trap fish from the beibarim, from the little pools of water that they make in the ground to keep the fish. And obviously, if you're not allowed to trap fish from there, you're not allowed to trap from larger waterways, from rivers and from oceans, because even because these fish are somewhat trapped already. They're in this tiny little pool of water where you're keeping that. Even that you're not allowed to do be Yom Tov on Yom Tov, because this is still considered an act of tzeda, since when you lunge for it, it still might quickly swim away. So it would involve a malacha of tzeda. So even though there are a lot of malachos that are mutter for the sake of ochel nefesh, that's only malachos that if you would have done those malachos before Yom Tov, it would have somehow ruined the food or made the food not as good. But trapping fish, you could have done from before Yom Tov and put it in a little tub of water, a little fish tank or something, and then it would have been fine. So you could have done that before Yom Tov. One is not allowed to put in front of the fish any type of food if it's going to involve some sort of tircha. And even Rabbi Akiva, who held in Daf Chaf Aleph that Malachas Ochel Nefesh is mutter even for the sake of an animal, that's only those animals that you're supposed to be feeding. But fish that don't rely on you for food, because they eat whatever's there, whatever algae are growing in the water, so there's no heter to take time to feed fish. But one is allowed to trap a chay or an oaf from their enclosures, and you're allowed to put mizonos in front of them, because they often won't have enough food in their enclosures, so they rely on you for food. Not all of the enclosures of chay and oaf are the same as far as tzeda. The rule is, kol hamachusar tzeda, any time the enclosure is big enough that you would need to do an act of trapping in order to get the animal, usser, you're not allowed to do that trapping on Yom Tov. But she'ena mechusar tzeda, if it's not mechusar tzeda, meaning it would not involve an act of trapping to take it from that enclosure, then mutter, then you're allowed to take it from that enclosure. Frakta gemara minhu, I'll ask a stira between what it says in our Mishnah and the following Tosefta. Beborin shel chay v'shalofos ain't sudden mehem b'yom tov. You're not allowed to trap fish, a wild beast or a bird from an enclosure on Yom Tov, ve'inos nafneh mezonos, you're not allowed to feed it. So kasha chaya chaya, kasha ofos ofos. That's directly against our mission. Our mission said you are allowed to trap chaya and ofos, and you are allowed to feed them because they rely on you for food. So it's a double stira. Says Mar Bishlam, chaya chaya lo kasha. As far as chaya, it's not a kasha. Ha Rabbi Yehuda ha Rabbanan. Because very simply, the Braisa is going like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Mishnah is going like the Rabbanan. Ditnan, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, the Mishnah in Shabbos tells us Rabbi Yehuda holds, had sod tzipor lemigdal. If a person traps a bird by chasing it until it goes into a box, until it goes into a wooden chest, utzvi levayis, or he chases a deer until it gets into a house, chayv, he has violated the malacha of tzad. So the Gemara is medayik that levayis hu demechayv aval bebarin lo, that if he got the tzvi into a house, he'd be chayv, but if he got it into bebarin, he wouldn't be chayv, because even once it's in the enclosure, it still requires further tzeda. The Chacham say, by a tzipor, by a bird, you're not chayiv unless you trap it into a migdal like Rabbi Yehuda, but tzvi, even if you trap it into a gina or chatzar or to beibarin, you're going to be chayiv, because it's not mechus or tzeda over there against Rabbi Yehuda. So it turns out, according to Rabbi Yehuda, trapping a tzvi into a beibar, into an enclosure, is mechusar tzeda. So if you do that on Shabbos, it's not going to be chayiv, because once you get it there, it's still not trapped. And the same is going to be on Yom Tov, that once it's already there, to then take it from there is trapping. And that's what the Braisa says. Whereas the Chum hold, getting the tzvi into the beibar means you have already trapped it. So once you take it from there, it's no longer an act of trapping. So on Yom Tov, you'd be allowed to take it from there. And that's the Shita of our Mishnah. So that we understand very well. The difference between Chaya and Chaya, why in the Mishnah it says one way and the Braisa says the other way, that's fine. Ela ofos ha-ofos kasha. But the stira about birds, that's in fact difficult. Because both the Chum and Rabbi Yehuda hold that when you bring a bird into a house and certainly into an enclosure, it's not considered trapped yet. So it should definitely be usher to take it from there. V'chitei mahanami lo kasha, ha-bebeber makura, ha-bebeber sheinu makura. And if you can say, no, that's not a stira either. The Mishnah is talking about where there's a roof on that enclosure, so therefore it's considered that the bird is already trapped, and the Braisa is talking about where there's no roof on the enclosure. But a house is considered to be like a roofed enclosure, and we still say that if you get it into a migdal, into a box, so then, you're going to be chayiv by putting it into a box, but putting it into a house, you're not going to be chayiv. So you see that everyone holds that a bird that's is considered Mechusar Tzeda, even when it's in a roofed area. Even if you have a bird flying around your house, that is Mechusar Tzeda, because it will take some significant effort to get that bird. Amar Rabba Rav Huna, maybe we could say that our Mishnah is talking about a Beibar Makura, and the Braisa is talking about a non-roofed Beibar. V'halcha B'tzipor D'ror Raskin, and the Mishnah in Shabbos, that sounds like that even when it's in a roofed house, it still requires further Tzeda. That's talking about a wild bird, Sheina Mekabelis Marus, which is not really domesticated, and therefore it's going to be a little more wild. The Talmud by Rabbi Shmuel, Lema Nekrashma, Tzipor Dror, Shedara Babayis Kibisada, that it lives in the house like in the field. And therefore everyone agrees that if you trap that on Shabbos into a house, it still requires further tzedah, it's not going to be chayiv. And on Yontif, it's going to be usher to take it from the house. But other types of birds, once you get them into a roofed area, they're considered fully trapped. And if you then take them from that area, that's going to be totally mutter. And that's what the Mishnah was talking about. So maybe that's the answer. Well, Hashadasa Slahachi, once you can answer the stira by birds without making it a machlokas and just distinguishing between a beber makura and a beber sheina makura, chaya chaya nami lokasha, you could say a similar answer when it comes to the stira about chaya. Instead of making it a machlokas tanaim, ha beber katan, our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Shabbos that allows it is talking about in a small enclosure, ha beber gadol, the braisa that does not allow out is talking about a large enclosure that even the Rabbanan do not allow trapping a chaya from a large enclosure, only from a small enclosure. So it says, Hechidami beber katan, vehechidami beber gadol. Well, how do you define these terms? It seems very nebulous. Large enclosure, small enclosure, how big is big, how small is small? So Amar Rav Ashi, kol hecha de rahit abasra, umatila b'chada shichya, Beibar katan. Whatever you can lunge after and get it in a single lunge, that's called a small enclosure. V'idach beibar gadol. But if you can't get it in a single lunge, it's going to slip away and you have to sort of corner it even further, that's considered a beibar gadol. Inami kalhecha dika uktzi uktzi. Wherever there are corners that the animal can get in, can slip away into, beibar gadol. That's a beibar gadol. V'idach beibar katan. Any enclosure that doesn't have such corners is considered a small enclosure. Inami kalhecha denafli tula dekasli adadi. Wherever the walls, the shadows of the walls, some come in contact with each other, it's so small that the shadows of one wall will fall on the other wall, will go on the other wall, beber katan. That's a small enclosure. The idach beber gadol. If the shadows of the walls never reach each other, then it's a beber gadol. So now, the Mishnah said, so those are three different definitions of how we distinguish between a beber katan versus a beber gadol. Now, the Mishnah said, "Rav Shimon Gamliel Amar lo kol habeberin shavin." The Mishnah said that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds not all beberin are the same. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel. We pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Amar le Abayis, Abayis says Rav Yosef, halacha mechal de pligi. But when you say you pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel, it makes it sound like the Rabbanan disagree with Rav Shimon Gamliel and hold that we don't distinguish between that which is mechusar tzeda and that which is not mechusar tzeda, and therefore you have to tell us that the halacha is that we do make such a distinction. But wait, didn't we say our Mishnah song about a beber katan, and a beber katan is not mechusar tzeda? So Amalei, umay nafka lechmina. So Rav Yosef said, Habaye, what difference does it make if I say the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, whether the Rabbanan disagree with him or not? Either way, the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. What, so you're upset that I say that the Chachamim disagree? If the Chachamim don't disagree, then for sure the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Amar Lei, so Abayis back to Rav Yosef. Gemara is more today. Why, you think the Gemara is just, you think teaching these different opinions is just like a song, that it doesn't make a difference what words you stick into the melody? It makes a huge difference. We need to know who says what. This is Torah Hashem. So it's important to know whether there's a machlokesh or not. The Mishnah says, Zaklal, Kala Mechusar Tseda, anything that requires further trapping is usher to trap on Yom Tov. But if it's not Mechusar Tseda, it's Mutter. So ask Rav Yosef, what do we determine to be lacking trapping? Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kol Sha'omar Havei Mitzuda, Unitzudenu. Anytime someone would say to his friend, go get a trap, because this beibar is too big, this enclosure is too big, so I need an actual trap in order to get this animal, that's considered a large enclosure, and that's no good. Amalei Abaye, v'ha'avazin v'tarnagolin, sha'omrim havei mitzudu mitzudenu. But when you have chickens and geese in your chatzer, you normally bring a trap in order to get them, v'tanya, and yet we learned in a braisa about trapping on Shabbos, hatsada v'azin v'tarnagolin, v'yonei hadrisa'os, putter, that it's over there, putter means even mutter, that it's mutter to trap such things from your chatzer, even though it requires getting a trap in order to get it. So Amar Rabbi Aravuna Mashmuel, halalu ba'in lichluvan, habola ba'in lichluvan le'erev, halalu ein ba'in lichluvan be'erev, that these geese and chickens, they come on their own into the pen at night, and therefore it's easy to grab them from there. So even if they're outside, they're considered already trapped. But other animals that do not just come back at night, so they are not considered trapped. What about the various birds of the that live in the roofs of houses? They come back at night. Vitanya, and yet the Braisa says, that if you trap such birds, you're going to be chayiv. I thought anything that comes back at night, you're not going to be chayiv for trapping. Ella Amar Barafun Amar Shmuel Halol Ban Lechluvin LaErev. When it comes to the chickens and the geese, not only they come back at night, it's your responsibility to feed them, because so they don't leave the house to go scrounge for food. So since they come back in the evening on their own, and even during the day, if there are people around to give them food, they come back. So it's very easy to trap them. But v'halalu, when it comes to the birds, they'll come back at night, but they have to go scrounge for food. So since they don't follow people easily, because the people aren't the source of their food, so even when they're in the enclosure, they're going to be mechusar tzeda, they're not going to be so agreeable to come toward a person. Rav Mari says there's a different chiluk. Hani avidu l'ravuye. The birds, even when they come in the evening, they'll often try to slip away and run away. But the chickens and the geese will typically not try to get away. So the Frak the Gemara, wait, even chickens and geese sometimes do try to, they do get scared of people when they're outside of their normal enclosure. What we mean to say is, when they're in their normal enclosure, still the yonim, the birds, try to get away, but that's something that cannot be said about the chickens and the geese. Yeah, they may try to slip away when they're not in their normal enclosure, but once they are, they will no longer try to slip away. Okay, Beis Hashem, we'll pick up at the Mishnah next time when we do Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis.